everybody, and welcome to another voice note from the FPL family. It's me, Sam, this time, and we're going to talk about Liverpool, because Liverpool are going to be a really important team for game week 32, regardless of whether you are playing your free hit chip or using your transfers because you've already used that chip at some other point earlier on in the season. I suppose it is also possible that some of you may have your free hit chip and have just decided not to play it in game week 32. Maybe you're holding out for game week 34, or the newly announced double in game week 36, where we see Brighton and Newcastle playing twice. Two away fixtures for Brighton in what looks like a very difficult double game week against Arsenal and Newcastle, whereas Newcastle have Leeds and then they have a home game against Brighton. So you might want to hold it for one of those doubles too. And of course, still two more fixtures to be rescheduled. Manchester City and Brighton, and Manchester United and Chelsea. So there will be other opportunities, but I do think that game week 32 looks like a nice one for a free hit. If you don't have it though, you can get to lots of Liverpool players just with your free transfers. Now, maybe somebody you can't get to with just free transfers easily, because it likely means taking money out of one of your other premiums, probably one of your premiums in the front line in the attack. You probably need to sell either Kane or Haaland in order to have him, is Mo Salah. Now, Salah, I think, well, because he's missed a couple of penalties in the last couple of weeks, he's kind of gone a little bit under the radar. Had those two penalties gone in, I think a lot more managers would have already bought in the Egyptian. And when we look at him over his last seven Premier League games, he scored seven goals, he's got two assists, and he's been averaging 7.86 points per match in those games. That would have increased further had he converted those two penalties that he missed. So we do have that to consider, that actually, you know, leave aside the penalties, we've got an informed Salah going into this game week. Now, we don't know. Klopp hasn't been as forthcoming, I suppose, as Arteta was. Arteta confirmed that Saka's still on penalties for Arsenal, whereas we haven't had that level of certainty from Klopp. He said something like, we need to talk about it, but obviously they haven't told us. Now, when we have a little look at the game that they have, obviously Liverpool going into game week 32 have a fixture against Nottingham Forest. It's a home fixture. We all know how poor Nottingham Forest have been away from home. But not only that, they are also, you know, one of the worst teams for conceding opportunities. And down the left flank in particular, they have conceded more chances in the last six matches than any other team. You know, the 24 chances that they've created down that side can only bode well for Salah. Salah is obviously right-footed mostly, so he is going to have a higher opportunity to return points for his FPL managers across that fixture. I think Salah is a bit of a no-brainer. You're going to have him if you can. The transfers might make it difficult, but if you can get to Salah, then I think you do. Another player who I think you get to, if you can, is Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now, this maybe isn't such a difficult one. Lots of managers holding players like Ben Chilwell, who doesn't have a fixture this week. And Chelsea are pretty poor defensively at the moment, and he hasn't been getting those attacking returns that we saw for a little bit of a, you know, period of time before the arrival of Frank Lampard back at the club. If you've got a couple of million lurking around in your bank and you can afford to take Ben Chilwell to Trent Alexander-Arnold, which was my transfer in last week, then I think that that should be a priority for you this week. He obviously got another haul in game week 31 on Monday evening against Leeds. He got a couple of assists in that game, and that was enough to pick him up a bonus point as well. He's had a few hauls so far this season, including against Bournemouth back in August when Liverpool won 9-0. We picked up 17 points in that one. We have seen a real change in Trent Alexander-Arnold in recent weeks. We've seen him going from playing poorly in a four-man defence for Liverpool to now pushing forward and playing in the midfield. Much more kind of inverted fullback role for him. And that's allowing him to come inside more. That's allowing him to be more involved in the play. That's opening and increasing his opportunities for assists and making him much more fruitful a buy in FPL than Robertson, for example, on the other side. I think what that move for Trent has done is it has limited the viability of picking Robertson. Like, I think for me now, having watched the game on Monday evening with Leeds, and I was kind of pondering on Robertson as a potential option. I'm not sure I'm going to go there now, and I don't think Robbo is one of the top three contenders this week because he's got less attacking threat in this current Liverpool formation, and because if you want to go with another defender who's got less attacking threat, you could downgrade him a bit in terms of costings and go with somebody like Van Dijk, or you could just go with Alisson instead. So it kind of depends on how you want to see it. I think Robertson's going to get 6 points. He's going to get a clean sheet. Will we see any attacking returns from him? I'm not so certain. I think it's more risky to go with Robertson over going with Trent. So if you can afford Trent, I think that you go with him as your second bet. The third midfielder, or the third option, in the past it would have definitely been, right, I need a midfielder, another midfielder for Liverpool. Now I think that there is a conversation to be had. We could go with a defender. You could go with Robertson if you still value him as a potential attacking threat on top of the clean sheet potential. You could go with somebody like Van Dijk, who was actually really unlucky not to get an attacking return against Leeds on Monday evening. Or you kind of just go in with Alisson and you spend less money in that position. But budget shouldn't really be an issue if you're on your free hit. It could possibly be that if you're making transfers and you've got Danny Ward and Kepa as your goalkeepers and you've got a little bit in the bank, that a move up to Alisson at this stage might actually be a really nice transfer, because that would also set you up then for game week 34 and the double that they have then. If you do want to avoid the defensive double up though and go with an attacking player, then I think there's a couple of options. So obviously Diego Jota was absolutely fantastic on Monday evening. He was super impressive, and I sat on Monday evening with Lee and watched him and thought, yeah, actually, you know, you are putting yourself right in contention to be in my free hit squad for game week 32. But the fact that he's a forward does make it more difficult, because there is obviously Ollie Watkins, who you're going to want to have. Most FPL managers on a free hit are probably going to want to go with somebody like Gabriel Jesus for the game against Southampton. And then there's a conversation to be had about that third spot. Is it Kane? Is it somebody like Jota? Is it somebody else altogether? I do think that there is a risk of rotation there. I wonder whether we might see Darwin Nunez start, because it's going to be a very different style of play probably that Liverpool deploy, in terms of, you know, they won't need to be quite as patient as they were in the first sort of 20-25 minutes against Leeds, against Nottingham Forest at home. I would expect them to be a bit more gung-ho in that one, and maybe that suits Nunez's style of play a little bit better. So I do think that there is a risk, but he has just got 2 goals and an assist on Monday night. So will we see him get benched? I don't know. I find him a risk, because we have a lot of rotation potential there, and we haven't seen Darwin start in the last one. I could see Darwin getting a start at the weekend. To avoid that altogether, I think you could go with Cody Gakpo. Obviously, he's going to be a little bit cheaper. So Jota coming in at 8.7, Gakpo coming in at 7.6. Got 2 attacking returns, Gakpo, on Monday at Leeds. I think the fact that he's listed as a midfielder makes him more attractive to me than Jota, because he can fill one of those midfield five. He obviously made his Leeds debut in game week 20. He started 11 out of the 13 fixtures that Liverpool have had since then. So he has been consistent with his starts. We haven't seen him getting rotated across that Liverpool starting lineup. And outside of Salah, he's the next highest scoring Liverpool player in that time. So he's made a good start to his career at Liverpool. And I think if we see an unchanged Liverpool team, I think I still just edge Gakpo over Jota because of the position that they are. Darwin is, again, same as with Jota. I think if you want to go with one of them on a transfer in, because you want to try and get some minutes out of them this week, that's fine. But I do think longer term, with Luis Diaz coming back to fitness as well, and with Bobby Firmino leaving Liverpool at the end of the year, we could see a lot of either not starting and coming on about 60 minutes, or being withdrawn on 60 minutes, which maybe doesn't feed into what we want as FPL managers. So maybe actually going with somebody like Gakpo might give us a little bit more certainty of starts. It's a bit of a shame with the likes of Jota and Darwin. If we knew one of them was certain to start, then I think I would go along with them. But given that Liverpool's game isn't until a day later than Arsenal kick off the game week, I doubt that we're going to get any more insight from Klopp as to who he's going to start. And therefore, I think it would be risky to pick one of them as a long-term transfer. And if you want to pick one of them on a free hit because you've got a bench to back up, if they don't play or if they only, you know, if they come on, that's okay with you, then fine. But I think for me, if I was going in with a third Liverpool asset, which I will be, I'll be having Salah, I'll be having Trent on wildcard. The conversation for me comes down to, do I want to play it a bit safer and go with a defender? And in that, if I'm going to do that, I'm probably going to have Alisson. Or do I want to go with Gakpo and try to get some more attacking returns? Because I don't think Luis Diaz is going to be available to start that game. And I do think that Gakpo will get the start. So that's just something that we need to consider quite carefully. I think for me, my preferred three Liverpool assets are Salah, Trent and Gakpo. But there are some really nice options from the other clubs in midfield this week, none less than the two Arsenal boys of Saka and Martinelli. And so if those midfield five slots are precious to you and you're going to use them for players like Saka, Martinelli, Eze, Elise, and maybe you want a Buendia in there, maybe you want, you know, obviously you're going to have a Salah in there. If you're going to find it difficult to find that midfield slot, then I think going for Alisson in goal could actually be a really nice option. All right, guys, I hope that helps. Good luck in game week 32 and good luck picking your three Liverpool assets.